Amen. It is in Matthew chapter 11. It is one of my favorite chapter in the Bible. I have read many times and all the other chapters, but this chapter somehow stands above all. And this is the invitation from Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 11. And for all of us, and I would like to categorize into four different category of people whom Christ is inviting. And it is not necessarily to be four. It is not mandatorily to be four. It could be like 10 or infinite. But I would like to take four classes of people this evening who are invited by Christ. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, and he says, "Come to me all." All are invited, and in the all, I would like to speak about four. Who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is really awesome, right? If any time we are restless, here is 100% guarantee that I will give you rest. No man can say except the Son of God. Take my yoke upon you and learn. That is the word I would like to underline it this evening. Learn. I want to speak about education. I want to speak about one of the highest form of education that the man needs. And it is the education of all education. That is knowing about the nature and character of God. Learn from me. And I was looking at why would Christ say this? And there are many ways, many answers we can give. And for this, why would Christ ask us to learn from him? I was noticing in the scriptures about four classes of people. The first one is illiterate people. And the people who knows not to read and write. There are many of them. And they are called idiotes in the Greek language. Or you can say agrammatos people. They don't have grammar in them with respect to the reading and writing. These are all illiterate people. And the disciples were, most of them, were part of this crowd. In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, that word is used. Agrammatos. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant. And also they perceived another thing, that they were nevertheless with Jesus Christ. So this kind of class, do they need education? Yes, Christ is calling them. Don't worry about your natural secular degree, and I will give you a degree of all degrees. Come. The second class of people are the people that are not informed properly. I would like to say not informed, not instructed properly. Have you ever been in that crowd? Yes, I was. Many times. Time and again, we will be in that part of the crowd. They are called agnoia crowd. Or you can say that apaididos, in the sense, not instructed properly. And they are educated, they know to read and write, but some areas in their life, they are not instructed properly. Probably when you buy some instrument, which is an electronic device that has come latest, or for example, mobile phone. Many people are not instructed properly with respect to the smart mobile phone. The mobile phone has become smart, but we are fools. So that kind of crowd, not instructed properly in the areas of our life, only Christ can give that education. Many times this word that comes, and Apostle Paul says, I don't want you to be informed. Correct? I don't want you to be part of that crowd. And about the rapture, I want you to be informed. I don't want you to be a part of the crowd where you are not instructed. For we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, for we are not informed, instructed. Our body is really well taught, right? We are informed or we are instructed about the devices of the enemy. We are not part of that crowd where we lack the instructions regarding the enemy that we can clearly mark him out. And Apostle Paul is saying that in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23, to Timothy, sometimes you will come across the crowd which is not instructed properly. Don't waste your time with them. These guys are foolish, unlearned, and they come up with some unique questions. What will happen to this? What will happen to that? They are not instructed properly. And then 1 Corinthians 2 verse 11, which I said now. Satan should not get an advantage of us, right? He will not, because we are instructed properly. We are not agnoia crowd. And then when he speaks about the spiritual gifts, Apostle Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant. Many times home, it's like Pastor Stephen Stone. Get it from me. This is from the scripture. Pastor Brian, Pastor Benny, and Pastor Anil. This is from the scripture. I don't want you to be uninformed. I don't want you to be uninstructed. I don't know if there is a word uninstructed. He says in 1 Corinthians 12:1, I don't want you to be uninformed or uninstructed regarding the spiritual gifts that you have with which you can serve the body through the Holy Spirit. Every one of us has at least one gift. And then he says, he's writing about tongues and different things, and then he's concluding 1 Corinthians 14 verse 38. If you want to be ignorant, let him be ignorant. If you don't want to be uninstructed, I can't help you. Let him be ignorant. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 38. This is the crowd that is not instructed in some areas of our life or many areas of our life. Come, learn of me. This is the second crowd. And the third one is the crowd that is called lanthano. This is not an ignorance because of lack of instruction. This is a willful ignorance. Willful ignorant. I was many times in that place. Willful ignorant. Willfully ignorant. The last week, Peter asked us to come to his house, and Peter called me, you have to take this left turn. And then I had been to his house. I said, I know. Yeah, you don't, like, I'll come figure it out. First I go there, then I see many houses have come, 1 year. You should have been willfully listening to him. So you're willful not to receive instruction. Then again I called him. And he said, come to fitness gym. And then say, I know, I'll cut the call. And I come to fitness gym, then like, where is the house? Then call Peter, I'm sorry, you were trying to give me the directions. I was willful on my will not to receive the instruction. Please tell me the house, the directions. And then he gave me the directions. And it could be the same way in the body of Christ when Jesus Christ is talking and the Holy Spirit is illuminating. Yeah, I know that verse. I've heard it. Yeah, you know, that could be the crowd. That is the third crowd. So the third crowd name is lanthano. If you divide the words in terms of Greek, the word lampus meaning giving into light. God gives lights to the areas. The deliverance comes just like that many times. So God speaks to us, and when we put our angels put their wings down. And when we put our wings down, the wings of pride, the wings of whatever it is, we can ask the Lord to quicken our bodies and minds, and God gives instruction to us. The psalmist prayed in Psalm chapter 73, verse 22 to 25, God, I was ignorant. I was like a beast, an animal before you. And he says that in Psalm 73, 22 to 25. I was like a beast before you. Thank God that I'm before you. And then he says, hold me by my right hand. Guide me with thy counsel. and afterward receive me to your glory. Wow. This is like a hundredfold crowd in Matthew chapter 13. Not a special crowd, not an intelligent crowd. And it is the crowd that is like willing to receive instruction. In Romans chapter 10 verse 3, and Apostle Paul is really burdened. Romans 10 verse 1, 2, he is praying and he is saying that these guys are ignorant of the righteousness of God. They are going about establishing their own righteousness. We are all saved by grace through faith. What righteousness that you will bring of yourself which can be accepted by God? Would you not want to be instructed? Or willingly you are not receiving to, you are willful not to receive instruction? And look at 2 Peter chapter 3, 1 to 6. This is like the apt verse. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. They are willingly ignorant. This is, Peter is quoting the example of Noah. Do you think that during Noah's time that people were not instructed about the flood? They used their will to reject the message. And if you notice that 2 Peter chapter 3, 5, 6 and after that 7, Peter is giving an example of the flood. These guys are willful in to be ignorant. What can you do? Apostle Paul 14:48 of if you want to be ignorant, I cannot do anything. Pastor Stevens always says, you don't have to do anything but come. The Holy Spirit of God will speak to you in a unique way. And you are in the body of Christ. The body will minister to you. You will be ministered by the body. And you will be edified, the word of grace. You just come. Come as you are, right? This is the third kind of crowd. The fourth kind of crowd is a crowd that is spoken in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. They are the disciples. Manthano crowd. I don't know how to pronounce. Manthano crowd. The disciples that are learning about Christ. Picking up the cross. The word picking up the cross is basically picking up victory. You don't have to pick up the cross. You're picking up the victory. Right? What kind of a cross, right? It is the victorious cross. We are picking up the victory of Christ and we are following Christ and denying ourselves. This is the fourth kind of crowd. The first one is the illiterate people. The second one is the people that are not instructed in many areas of their life. And you want the medicine is here, the word of God. And the third one is people that are willfully rejecting. And he is calling them, come, come, I know that you are willfully rejecting. And if my word has had place in you, you would have received me. And yet, I'm speaking to you. That is me. And that is my nature. And I would not do away with you. I will be speaking. I am the God who is speaking many times. I am the God who will be speaking. First Hebrews chapter 1, 1 to 3. And the fourth crowd is the disciples crowd. And if you notice that Luke chapter 12 verse 6 is a unique verse. Jesus Christ is saying that are not five sparrows sold for two coins? I will not be willfully ignorant of that. That's an amazing thing, right? He is talking about the fear and he is talking about that you don't fear the body that can be taken away, but the soul belongs to me. And I'm mindful of each and every single thing. Imagine if God has to be willfully forgetting things, right? That is going to be dangerous about our needs or whatever it is. That is, I will not be in a place where I'm willfully forgetting things about you. That is Christ's word in Luke chapter 12 verse 6. And then final crowd is the crowd that is disciples. We are all part of it. And what is Matthew chapter 11 is all about? What is the context? And we all know that the context, many things that happen in Matthew chapter 11, one of the primary things that stands out in that chapter is about John the Baptist. Correct? He is in prison behind the bars and he sends his disciples And he is asking, are you the Messiah or should I look for another one? Right? And in that light, Jesus Christ is speaking in Matthew chapter 11. Let's go over a few verses here. In 11 verse 7, the disciples of John the Baptist are going away. I want to ask a question to disciples of John the Baptist. What are you doing? Christ is here. What are you doing? Right? So you are coming to Christ and you are asking, are you the Messiah? John sent to ask you, are you the Messiah? And as these men were going in verse 7, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. And he is saying, what did you go out to see in the wilderness? Did you see a man who is fearful of circumstances? The word reed is a man that is fearful. The word wind is circumstances. Was John the Baptist like that? No, he wasn't like that. The answer to that question is definite no. He was a fiery preacher. He was not a reed that was shaken by the wind. Or was he a man who was compromising with people, changing the message? No. He was. If he was to compromise with the people, he would have been in King's palace in verse 8. What did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Otherwise, he would be in Herod's palace. He would not have spoken about Herod in such a manner where he was asked by Herodias and he is inside the prison. If he had changed the message, he would not be there. He was not such a man that who was like dressed in soft clothing and like wanting to sit in King's palace. He was a fiery preacher. And I want to really edify him. And Jesus Christ is saying, what did you go out to see? A prophet? No, he was not a prophet. Come on, he was more than a prophet. All the prophets spoke about Jesus Christ. He introduced Christ. Wow. He is not just a prophet, more than a prophet. He is this kind of point. Here is the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the... This is John the Baptist. Don't you know that? Wow. The man who was not fearful of the circumstances, he was not a reed that was shaken by the circumstances or the wind, demonic winds. And he was not a man who was willing to change his message, who could sit in the palaces with the Herod. And he was not just even a prophet, more than a prophet. He is the one who pointed and he is the one who baptized me. Is he the one who is asking, are you the Messiah or should I look for another one? Lacking instruction, John the Baptist. Are you illiterate? I don't know. Are you the one who lack instruction in some areas of her life? I don't know. Are you the one who is willfully living not to receive instruction? I don't know. Are you the disciple? I don't know. Come, learn of me. I will give you rest. And then he goes to say that there is none that is greater than John the Baptist. And look at verse 12. That is the verse, key verse. Truly I say to you in verse 11, among those born of women there has not come or risen anyone greater than John the Baptist yet. The one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of, that is a verse, from the days of John the Baptist until now, kingdom of heaven suffers violence. I thought, okay, as if it was not suffering violence, the prophets were not killed. What is the time period that Jesus Christ is pointing there? It's not from Abel up to Zechariah. Of course, he said that. You guys killed all the prophets from Abel to Zechariah. That is like violent people. But he is denoting a time period which is very, very specific in that the kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God in Luke 16, the same verse appears in its context, is suffering violence. What is that time period which is very unique in nature? Let's read that verse. From the days of John the Baptist, I'm sorry, it's not from Abel. From the days of John the Baptist until now, kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent men take it by force. The word violent or the suffering is the Greek word biazo, B-I-A-Z-O, which means to apply force based on one's own opinion. John chapter 6 verse 15, they saw Christ. Christ is giving another message. These people is looking at Christ, okay, Christ has a crown. He is like fit to be the king. Let's force him to be the king. Force him to be the king. Let's put a force. And I don't want to receive what Jesus Christ is speaking, and I have another idea, I have my own opinion, and this is what God is doing. We are going to establish the kingdom. Are you the Messiah, or should I look for another one? Come on, tell me. I want this in my life. God is speaking, okay, things that are coming in my life which, from which I can be protected. No, 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 I want this. Okay, yeah, you are the king. I'm going to go for it. Right? From the time of John the Baptist up until now, can you imagine the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven? Luke 16:16, Matthew 11:12 is kind of suffering violence because of not willing to receive the instruction. You have your own opinion. John 6:15. I'm talking about the bread and the wine. You people are looking that, okay, he can be the king who can release the Jerusalem. What kind of a opinion that you have? Let's turn to Luke chapter 16, verse 16. This is a powerful verse. The same verse, and look at what Jesus Christ is saying in the next verse, Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Correct? Are you all there? Since the time the gospel of the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing, forcing, that is the word, harpazo. You want a rapture? Right? Forcing his way into it. Look at the word, and. King James says and. But the Greek word is de. Nevertheless, but, I want to give you this note in verse 17 that it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away. But, you may have your own opinion, but I want to tell you that kingdom of God runs based on the word of God. Right? Beautiful. The word but there stands for one stroke of a letter of the law to fail. This is what God has been teaching to us. And I really thought that one of the prayers that I can have, this is a prayer that we can have every day, every new year, every year, whatever day. This is not this new year promise, that God would teach us about his nature and character, and he would unveil the darkness of our hearts. He would shed light, and he would give us an education beyond our own opinion, so that the word of God kingdom would be going on. I want to be along with the word of God. I want to be aligned with the precepts of God, line upon line. I want to be aligned with the purposes of God. I don't want to have my own kingdom. Seek the kingdom of God. What if Christ is not, what if Christ has another plan for the Gentiles? John the Baptist, from your time up until now, the kingdom of God is suffering violence. But I want to tell you that it is going to be exactly as God has said it, Apostle Paul says. And then look at, and he is going on explaining how it culminates to call for invitation for learning. I want you to enjoy these verses here. What can I compare, or what shall I compare to this generation? These children are sitting in the marketplaces who would call out to other children and say, we played flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not moan. For John came neither eating and nor drinking, and they said, he has a demon. John is like a fiery preacher. All right? And they are asking John to mourn for things. Like pastor is preaching hard, like, no, I have another opinion. Oh my God, and pastor, you should understand, I am going through problem. It is me. Nobody in the body. It's me. I'm telling about myself. You don't understand. You must be playing flute for me now. You must be singing a dirge for me. But pastor, you are very... right? It's me. Right? And he has a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking. Jesus Christ is very joyful. Now you are saying, like another one, right? And they behold, here is the gluttonous and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, right? This is what? The lack of instruction. You have your own opinion. I have my own opinion that this is the time for you to sing a dirge, and this is the time for you to be mournful. This is the time for you to be joyful. Kingdom of God. I don't want to get technical with the heaven and the God. I quoted Luke 16:16 and Matthew 11:12. So this really, what can I compare this generation? You have your own perception when something is coming to you. And then he is going on and he is saying about the miracles. And Jesus Christ is saying in verse 25, at that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, verse 26, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows, I want to tell you, no one knows except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son. And anyone whom the Son wills to reveal to him, come to me, who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. You are the God who is speaking to us. And we don't want to condemn ourselves. We have been in all the places, Lord. Yet you are addressing to us and you are exhorting us. You are edifying us. You are challenging us. You are encouraging us. You are comforting us. You are meeting us in our situation. You are speaking to us all the time, saying it would be exactly as the word of God says, and come to me and I will teach you, for I am humble and lowly. That is the word, humility, and I am meek, and I will guide you. As the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 73, that I was like a beast, and come on God, please hold my right hand, and would you guide me, and would you counsel me, would you receive me to your glory. This is our prayer, Lord, this evening. And we want you to teach you in a fresh way. We want you to renew our minds in a fresh way. We want to learn you, Lord, all over again. And for you cannot be exhausted. Speak to us continually this year and do wonders in our lives and deliver us and excite us and meet us, Lord. And we want to really experience the joy of our salvation following you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.